Now, my understanding was that it was maybe 1% of Southerners actually owned slaves.
No, 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 no. One-third of Southern white families owned slaves. Families. What percentage are you using? You know, what's the denominator? It's not the whole Southern population. It's not children and that. It's families. One-third of Southern families owned slaves. Now, that means two-thirds didn't. But one-third is a pretty wide distribution of slave property. And in some states, like Mississippi, Alabama, South Carolina, maybe half the white population owned slaves. Now, there were these areas of the South with little slavery, the so-called upcountry, western North Carolina, eastern Tennessee, the Ozarks out in Arkansas. There you had small farmers, white farmers, didn't own slaves. A lot of those areas are really not that loyal to the Confederacy. They don't see why they should be fighting to preserve slavery for the big owners. But slavery was widely distributed in Southern society.